You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
My name is Ali Casaza, and I am here to normalize moms living their dream lives and helping them create it too. I'm a mom of four, a number one best-selling author, a self-made multi-seven-figure entrepreneur, and the curator of transformational online spaces for moms. I am all about helping you design a life and a motherhood of enjoyment, pleasure, and ease. All words that are so rarely associated with being a mom. That changes now. Welcome to The Shift, babe. This is The Purpose Show. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. Hello, my amazing tribe of women. It is officially time for a huge, massive announcement. We have been building to this and it's time. So over the past 7-8 years, it has been an absolute privilege and passion of mine to serve and empower women like you through Ali Casaza, the brand, and all of my courses that have been housed underneath that brand. You guys have this determination and thirst for growth that has always inspired me to continuously expand my own knowledge and to pour that into my offerings in this business. Together, we have achieved so many incredible milestones. We have created 20 transformative courses. We have done work with over 100 private clients and guiding you and more than 35,000 students on their personal growth journeys. It's so amazing what has happened in these past years. But honestly, I believe there is so much more that we can do together. What has been built is just not big enough to hold where I believe we're headed. Your desires, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, they are at the heart of every single thing I do. It fuels my own. And that is why I have been taking the time to declutter my business the way I teach you guys to declutter your homes and just create space for a fresh approach that truly nurtures and elevates our growth, our learning, and our communication and our community in a way that the old model just cannot. I know that you are ready to keep going, ready to receive support so that you can elevate in your life. And I am now officially prepared to deliver that for you. And I am so freaking excited. I have been like stuck on what's next for the past 18 months or so. And it has been rough. Oh my God. Like I've just been really in this and trying to figure out, trying to be open for the download of like what to do next, because just I want to give you an experience that goes beyond all the limitations of the traditional course online program model. And what I've figured out is transformation is just, it's simply not like a one size fits all journey. It's raw, it's imperfect, it's pretty chaotic, and it's always evolving. And that's what this new platform that I'm about to tell you about is all about. It is about embracing this evolution, always becoming her, always becoming, you know, truly the highest version of ourselves and creating space where we can all do that together and always be growing and adding new things in a way that the course model just didn't let me. I have this relentless pursuit in me, this relentless pursuit of happiness and excellence that has led me to seek out all kinds of learnings and certifications, to devour books and immerse myself in all kinds of different programs to learn and grow, all to make sure that my coaching skills are honed to perfection for you. I want you to know how much I love you all and how committed I am to staying at the forefront of my coaching expertise. I want to provide you with the absolute best guidance on your journeys. So this is me inviting you into the next level of doing life together.
I am here to be your guide, your confidant, and the catalyst for your personal metamorphosis. This new space I've created is a sanctuary for those of you who refuse to settle, refuse to stay stuck or stagnant, who desire to grow, who desire positive changes that don't feel overwhelming to take on, and most of all, who want freeing personal transformation. This is a space where all of that can happen, and it can happen with ease and with enjoyment. So, I know you're ready. I know you're ready to break free from the confines of your past and what you've been through and who you've been, to step into your power, to embrace this journey of self-discovery that we've been on together like never before. And that's who I'm here for. This new era of transformative coaching is all about you, your dreams, your goals, and your fulfillment. So let's do this journey together. Introducing the Becoming Her Collective. Welcome to a place where your desires are honored, you have space to know, love, and accept yourself, and where you have the support and tools from me to practically create the life you truly want and have always deserved. I am so thrilled to be by your side in this. This is huge. This is a huge shift. My love, this exists purely for your growth, for your empowerment, and the amazing person that you are and are becoming. This is the shift, my friend. Go get all the details and soak it up. AliCasaza.com/collective. You get to choose your own pricing, and whatever you choose, you get grandfathered in at. So this is going, you guys know me, I am always evolving, always growing, always adding, and I always increase pricing to make sure there is a positive energy exchange and an equal energy exchange between what I am delivering and people who are coming on board and wanting to be a part of receiving that from me. So the price is always going to be increasing accordingly. Get in now, be a part of this with me at the ground level. This is huge. We are going to grow this thing so big and so beautiful. Come join now, snag whatever price feels good to you and get grandfathered into that. Be a part of this from the very beginning. I love you guys so much. I am so freaking excited and so thankful for every single one of you who are taking me up on this, getting in, joining me and building this new castle in this big empire, this movement that I want to create with you that empowers and supports women in every area of their lives. This has gone so much further than decluttering. It's so incredible. AliCasaza.com/collective. Hello, my loves. Welcome to the Purpose Show podcast. Today, we are going to talk about how to find yourself again. And I'm wondering if this is going to kind of turn into a little bit of a series just because my brain was like opening up so much and just thinking of so many different things. There's so many layers to this conversation. And I like my episodes to be as brief as possible. So I definitely think this could be, you know, followed up with another episode or two or, you know, 18. We'll see. But here's what I want to start with. As a mom, it is just easier than without being a mom to lose sight of yourself. It is so much easier to just kind of get lost in the shuffle, lost in the busyness, lost in the noise of your own life. And really, especially, very easy to get lost in your role of being a mother. And this is what I'm always saying, and I'll repeat it here because it really goes well with what we're focusing on today. You are not, or I'll reverse this because this is what I say about myself all the time, and I'm reminding other people and reminding myself. I am not just a mother. I'm not a mother. That's not my identity. I am a woman. And I own a business and I do have children and I'm a really loyal friend. Like I'm a person that enjoys the simple things. Like I am all these different things, but one role does not fully and wholly define me. And that is why that one role cannot take over my identity and take over my life. And I can still remain a healthy, well-balanced, grounded, fulfilled person.
When one role completely takes over who you are, it's not healthy. And we wouldn't do this with anything else. If you have a really good friend and she gets in a new relationship and you notice her just making her new man her entire identity. She's always talking about him. She's always bringing him up. Like, you get annoyed. It's annoying. It's frustrating. If she's canceling everything to go and be with him instead of doing anything else with anyone else, like, you start to get not just annoyed and frustrated, but like concerned. Like, it's a clear sign that it's not healthy. Now, motherhood is obviously a bit different because especially if you start out motherhood, you know, sort of the more traditional way where you are birthing a baby, it is everything for a little while. It is everything to your body and your healing and your bonding with this new person. When you adopt, you are trying to bond with this person that is kind of like, oh my gosh, like, okay, I live here now. What's going on? Like, there's therapy and there's a process. Like, it is everything for a little while. And that's good. Anything can be everything for a little while. But when we lose sight of ourselves in a relationship, in a role, in anything, it is not healthy to stay there because you're losing yourself to this one part of your life, to this one relationship, to this one role that you're in. So I hope that makes sense. That's kind of the foundation of this. Having said that, I wanted to keep this episode kind of light and practical because I thought first, like, we should just dive more into that, like what I was just saying, and we certainly can. But I also was just thinking, like, if I was in this place where I just felt like I had completely lost myself in my role as a mom, or in anything, if I just lost myself, it would be a lot for me to just start diving into all these deep things. Like, it would help me to have more practical things to do that would help support me in kind of digging myself out of that rut, digging myself out of that place. And I feel like it's similar to decluttering. I always say decluttering is spiritual work. It's emotional purging as well as physical purging. And I think that this is the same thing. As we do some really simple practical things and I give you some really tactical tips that you can go and take action on, you're not just, you know, doing these little things or trying to be more present and mindful in the day-to-day things you're doing. It's not just that. You're also noticing how long it's been since you did things this way, how much you've felt disconnected to yourself, how long it's been since you did something enjoyable. So we're just going to keep it practical today. And this episode in particular, I really need to hear from you all. Please reach out to me, send me a DM, tell me what really resonated with you for this episode. Give me follow-up content, give me follow-up questions, like talk to me. How can I support you? This podcast is very important to me. You are very important to me, but I often like don't know what is how to go deeper and what is needed when I go deeper. So send me a DM. We can talk there. Please just send me your idea. Sometimes I can't respond to everything, but I at least get a screenshot from my assistant or I screenshot it myself and I save it. And I do record from ideas more often than not. I would say 80% of my episodes are from you guys. So please talk to me about this. Okay. All right. So let's go over some just simple, small, but impactful, practical things you can do, like physical things you can do to start to find yourself again. If you feel like you've lost yourself, whether that's to motherhood or to something really hard or tragic, you just feel like you've lost yourself. My first suggestion, this has been incredibly powerful for me, is to walk. I don't care if you walk on a treadmill. You can go on Amazon and get a treadmill desk for actually like pretty cheap these days. I'll link to the one that I have in show notes for you guys. You can go outside. Like, it depends on where you live. And, you know, obviously you can't just like, if you have little ones at home, you can't just leave them and go for a solo walk. You could walk with your little ones in the stroller. Again, you can just walk at home, whatever, but walk. Walking is so incredibly underrated. It is so good for you. There are so many studies that show that it is actually better for you than running. And it's not even about pitting it against anything else. Walking is just so good for you. It is so simple and so like primal and innate. Like, we need to be walking more.
They say that sitting is the new smoking. So stand up and move. Go for a walk. If you could just go for a walk after dinner, maybe, you know, your partner gets home from work and you're done with your work day and you're done with, you know, whatever. And 3 times a week, they put the kids to bed and you go for a nighttime walk. You know, obviously don't put headphones in both ears, be safe and things like that. But just being out, or put your headphones on and listen to something soothing and get on your treadmill and just walk. Find peace in the solitude of your own mind. I think a lot of the time, many of us are scared of what's inside of us. I have this fear with different like areas of my life, things that I tend to avoid that I have to work really actively to not fall into like anxious avoidance with, you know, certain areas of my life or areas where there's been trauma. But we need to face those things. And when you are walking, it's like an active meditation. Sitting still and like in an om position, like whatever you call it, it's not easy for me. But when I'm walking, I often don't have any headphones in or any sounds going on. I'm just listening to nature when I'm outside. Or if I am on the treadmill, I usually do have headphones in because my house is loud, kids are here. But I'll put on like a guided meditation or just nature sounds in my headphones and just pretend I am outside and really create a space where I'm just doing the simplest thing, but my body is moving and it's like this active meditation. It is such a precious thing to me. I love walking. Where I live right now, it is so hot. It's like surface of the sun hot. So there is no walking outside, no matter how early you get up or how late you go. So for these like 2.5 months, this is just where I live. So I'm walking on the treadmill at the gym and that is good enough for me. I will be so excited when I can walk outside again. But for now, I am happy just walking, being at the gym, putting my headphones on, listening to nature sounds, listening to guided meditations, just being, just moving. And your mind kind of wanders. And believe it or not, walking is absolutely a path you can take to find yourself. You're just doing something for you. You're just moving your body. You're just sitting with yourself, with your own soul and walking. You're taking yourself for a walk. It's self-love. It really is. Number two is also something physical. It's dance. For me, this has been really, really huge. I have a history with dance. I did ballet pretty much my entire childhood. And then I dabbled in other types of dance like modern and jazz and even some hip hop. So I loved being a dancer. It's always been a big method of self-communication for me. And then just because of how I was raised, there was a lot of body shame and expression shaming because certain moves or certain types of dance, you know, I was like sexualized as a child a lot. And so I was kind of shamed for, you know, especially when I developed really early in my life and I would just feel a lot of shame around dance and around my body moving, even though it felt really good to me and I was having fun. I would experience a lot of like people putting me down or making me feel bad for the way I looked when I was moving and just really like sexualizing me as a young teen. And so dancing now is even more transformative and healing for me because I'm taking myself back. I'm taking my body back. I'm taking my own friggin' movement back. And so one of the things that I will do is because I am still like, I don't love like actually trying to dance like around like people, even like my family. So whenever like Brian comes and like takes the kids or goes and does something with them, it is like one of the first things I'll do. I invested in a Sonos speaker in my house, like the system, so I can get that music up really loud. But if you don't have that, put in some noise canceling headphones and I will just move. I will just dance. I don't have a routine or a video I'm following or anything like that. I'm just moving. I'm just in flow and I'm connecting with my body. This like dance has been so healing for me. There have been times where I've put on just a song that I am feeling lately that makes me feel like certain songs bring dance out of me. I don't like have to try. And I will just be totally in flow. I'll be starting to work up a sweat. Like it's fully a workout too, which is great. And emotions will just really start to come up. This happens in yoga for me sometimes as well. I'll just start to get emotional and just, it's so healing for me. Dance has been so important to me. And Yeah, it's like you're being in your body. You're feeling your body move. You are just being with yourself. You're expressing and you don't have to say a word. And that is you. So I fully believe that dancing in the living room, dancing in your bedroom with the door closed can help you find yourself and connect with yourself in a really healing way. Number three is turn cooking into a self-love ritual. So the reason I put this on the list is because I used to absolutely hate cooking. I would talk about how much I hated it. I would complain about it. I was just really negative about it, especially like many, many years ago, kind of in like the earlier years of me being a mom and being a wife. Like I just really struggled with like making a meal at the end of such a long day. I was just like exhausted. I had undiagnosed ADHD, just wanted to collapse, which is, you know, one of our things. And I just didn't understand any of that. I just hated cooking so much. And there's a lot of things that went into the shift that happened in me around preparing food. Basically, I didn't start to enjoy cooking until my Becoming Her journey in like mid-2022. And this is really, I don't know if this will make sense to anybody or if anyone will relate to this. It might just be one of my weird little quirks that has just become a part of me. But I can tell when I am needing to kind of check in on my self-love by if I am enjoying cooking or not, or like looking forward to cooking myself something or not. And here's what I mean by that. I realized through a lot of inner work over many years that I didn't enjoy cooking, not just because like it felt like a chore, it felt like something I had to do at the end of the long day, but because I did not love myself. I did not take care of myself. I did not allow myself to enjoy anything. And I viewed cooking as a chore, as a task, as something I had to do to like serve my family, like something else that was on my list. Like everyone else clocks out of their job at 5, but not me. Like I'm a mom. I have to do this. I have to be here and do this. I have to be supporting everyone in this way. And I have to like 5 o'clock is when I start prepping to do the hardest, biggest, most time consuming, messy job of the day. Like I just had a lot of frustration and resentment around it. And I didn't have that language to describe that at the time. I didn't understand that or recognize that. That only came from me really just purging and doing, like I said, that inner work around like religious trauma and just like what I was taught about being a woman, being a wife, being a mother. And even though like Brian never made me feel anything like that, was always just like, well, then don't cook. Like I'll go get something or I'll make something. Like totally fine. Let's make something together. Like he would always like help and fix it for me and just like understand. What I realized is that my disdain for cooking came from that place, like resentment. Like it was like my rebellion hour of like, I'm not going to keep going. I'm tired. Like I have been working with the kids all day. I have been having them grab onto me all day. I'm struggling. I have emotional irregulation because of ADHD and I don't even know it yet. Like there was just a lot going on. So that time of day was just always really tough for me. And so now, what I typically, first of all, I have lightened my load so much. And really my day is like, it's pretty peaceful. Like, of course, like shit hits the fan, shit happens, whatever. But like, I have allowed myself to live a lighter life. I was making myself struggle. I was making my life even harder than it needed to be because I felt like that's what I deserved. And that's just how motherhood was. And of course, like now I'm a life coach for this and my entire brand is like anti that because I learned. But now like if I like am just in a phase of like, oh my God, like I don't want to do meal planning. I don't want to go find recipes. I don't want to go on Instacart and order anything. I don't want to go to the store. I don't want to cook. I can pretty much like 99% of the time guarantee that I am struggling to love myself, that there's some work that needs to be done. I maybe need to do a little EFT tapping, maybe some journaling, like kind of just spend a minute with myself and check in on how I'm feeling about myself. Because when I don't want to prepare a good meal for myself at the end of the long day, that is usually a red flag. Like I am in a place of lacking self-love because now my view on cooking is so opposite. It is fully like I get to love on myself. Like I deserve to make a meal that I know is going to support my hormone balance, heal my body, support my release of excess fat that's not serving my body, connect me with my family because we all get to help make it and eat it together. A lot of the time I will have a sparkling water with some fresh fruit and a wine glass while I'm cooking, give myself something feels a little special while I'm making the meal. I'll put my headphones on and listen to music. It is another form of active meditation. It is a form of self-love. Now, that's not to say that I don't have nights where I'm just I am just not feeling this. I do not want to cook tonight. And that's fine. That's being a person. But when I get into this season of I go back to my old way of viewing that, for me personally, I know that I'm kind of losing sight of myself and I'm kind of losing my self-love and self-honor and self-respect because that is a habit, a pattern for me. So I don't know if that makes sense, but it's definitely been something that I've noticed. So how can you turn preparing your meals, meal prepping your breakfast, throwing a salad together for lunch, grilling some chicken, making a sandwich, making dinner, whatever it is for yourself and for your family as a self-love ritual? I'm going to just leave that idea with you and have you kind of think on it. Okay. Number four, how to find yourself again is to wake up 20 to 30 minutes earlier than you normally do. I say 20 to 30 minutes because it's not a huge ask, but it's just enough to where you just get a few minutes to yourself. And if you are one of those people that has kids, if they hear you waking up, they're waking up, stay in your bed. Don't move. You don't need, if you fall back asleep, okay, you fell back asleep. You gave yourself a little extra rest. That's self-love. That's finding yourself. You needed some friggin' sleep. It's okay. But don't get up. Try to stay in your bed and just think of the things you're grateful for. Sit and just be with yourself. Listen to yourself breathe. If you can go ahead and get up, go make a fresh cup of coffee and sit on your porch, sit in your living room and don't read anything. Don't journal. Don't do anything. Just sit. Sit with yourself. Let your mind wander. I think we have this idea that if we're not being productive, we don't have this morning routine, we're not being productive. I disagree. Just sit with yourself, have coffee with yourself. If your partner joins you, just ask that you just get a little quiet time for yourself or go back to those headphones, put those on and just listen to something that's just wordless. Just sit with yourself. But just waking up a little bit earlier than you normally do is a huge way that you can start to find yourself again. It's about doing something small that is spending time with you where your mind is allowed to wander. And number five is journal. I am so big on journaling and I realize I'm a writer. I'm a natural writer. I have always been a writer. I've always kept a diary since I could write basically. But journaling has helped me find myself. Free journaling. So you start by writing down something random, just the first thing that pops into your mind. You don't need to overthink about it. You don't need to have a plan. You don't need to have a set. Anything, don't put rules around it. I feel like we sometimes seek to put rules around things because rules make us feel safe. This isn't a safe thing. This is a find yourself thing. So just write down the first thing that comes into your mind. I really like tigers. I don't know why, but I really like them. It could be literally so random. It could be today I have a dentist appointment at 2:00 and I really want to cancel. I don't want to go. It can literally be just what you're doing later that day. It can be a random thought and then just let the random thoughts keep coming out on the paper. What else are you thinking about? What are you looking at in your home that you really like? This does not need to have an agenda and it actually really shouldn't. Just free journal. Just watch yourself writing. You're giving yourself space. You're giving yourself silence. You're giving yourself a minute and you are just free writing. Just getting your thoughts into the paper is an act of self-love and self-respect because you are quite literally giving yourself space. You're giving your mind and your thoughts space on a piece of paper instead of just holding them all in. And that can feel very, very loving to yourself. Number six, this is our last one. Number six is go out by yourself. I've talked about this a little bit on the podcast, but I really want to give it its space here. Take yourself out. It can be in the evening. It can be while the kids are at school. It can be in the morning. It can be once a week. It could be once a month, whatever. But take yourself out. For me personally, as part of my healing journey, I started getting fully dressed up, like as if I was going out on a date. And I would do like my hair, my makeup. I would wear something that made me feel really beautiful, really sexy. And I would have a reservation, like for one. Sometimes I would go sit at the bar where you don't need a reservation, just depending on my vibe. And I would just take myself out. I had some of the best times in the past couple of years taking myself out and just sitting. Don't be afraid to bring a book. Don't be afraid to get dressed up. Don't be afraid to look silly. You're spending time with yourself. You are getting to know yourself. Go to a restaurant that you like. Go to a coffee shop that you like. Order whatever you want. Treat yourself. Get a pastry. Get dessert. Get a couple of drinks, a glass of wine. Like, just be out by yourself. Challenge yourself to sit with yourself and be seen alone by other people. Why? If that makes you uncomfortable, ask yourself why. Why does it make you uncomfortable to just be seen without someone else? And there you go. You can journal on that. That'll open a can of worms. But going out by yourself, loving yourself, taking care of yourself, treating yourself to something, it feels so good. And those times where you go out and like the feeling that you kind of have to push through of like, oh my God, like when I walk in, what if there's no seats at the bar? That'll be so embarrassing. Like it pushes you. It opens stuff up and it pushes you to new limits. So those are my tips. Again, reach out to me. Send me a DM. I really want to hear from you guys on this and what else you want. How else I can support you in finding yourself if you feel a little lost. For now, I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next time. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's_me, or you can just search Ali Kazaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alikazaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Kazaza, and this is The Purpose Show.